On the show today, we have Michigan Business Connections' very own Bill Beardsley and Michigan Coastal Credit Union's Rob Veland talking about Michigan Business Connections' new small credit union participation program, presenting these credit unions with plenty of opportunities and plenty of tools to succeed in the small business lending area. Really cool stuff here, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Welcome to our show. A very interesting story here for you all today. And before we dive into the story, let's do some introductions first. And below me, right below us, is Mr. Bill Beardsley from Michigan Business Connection, or also known as MBC. Bill, how are you down there?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And then right next to me is Mr. Rob Veland from Michigan Coastal Credit Union. Rob, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful on this Monday.
Glad to have you here, and really anxious to talk about this story. And Bill, I'm going to start out with you because the topic here is you guys at Michigan Business Connection have started a small credit union participation program. So I'm going to start out with the most obvious question. What is the small credit union participation program, Bill?
Well, simply, it's a way for smaller credit unions to engage in direct member business lending activity with their members.
Okay.
Or to buy pieces of loans in participations that are being originated by other credit unions. A lot of smaller credit unions have a lot of liquidity, but not a lot of loan demand or organic loan demand.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a way for them to put some of their earning assets or their liquidity to work in earning assets.
Okay. And two more questions for you here before I get to you, Rob. So why did you start it and how does it work? What sparked this idea? And then how does it work for the smaller credit unions?
You know, the why, everyone has a why these days. And the why is really the driver here. And I don't know if you know, I'm sure many of your viewers know Vic Pantia and Randy Carnes,
mm-hmm.
Some others have put together what they call the CUSO Challenge. There's five initiatives, and NUCUSO, the National Association of CUSOs, has sort of signed on to the CUSO Challenge. And one of the five initiatives of that challenge is trying to stem the tide of the declining number of charters throughout the credit union industry, because we lose 150, 200 charters a year. And there's two ways to do that. One is to foster an environment of forming new credit unions. And the other is to slow, you know, the number of charters simply going away. And most of them go away because of mergers. And we all know it's not getting cheaper to run a financial institution these days.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you see is higher costs. And when you couple higher costs with a challenging loan volume reality, credit unions have to do more loans in order to make money. And I'm probably stealing Rob's thunder here, but they have to do more loans to make enough money to pay for compliance, technology, talent, et cetera. And so the CUSO Challenge says, what can CUSOs do to help credit union charters survive? And so I was inspired by that. And I thought, all right, I'm not doing a lot with smaller credit unions. We work intentionally with some larger credit unions very intimately on program basis with these credit unions. So we work with a couple dozen credit unions with our regular lending activity. And I thought, if we reached out to some smaller credit unions and helped them put some of their liquidity to work, it might help those credit unions, those communities. And I'd be doing part of the CUSO Challenge in my own way, in the way that we could do. So that's what really sort of started this. And in reality, it is doing what we do every day. It's just making it available to smaller credit unions with absolutely no financial upfront expense to those credit unions at all. So it's a really attractive program financially for them. And it really is from a mission of putting the credit union and the credit union charter and the credit union serving their member and community first.
And nice segue there, Bill, because Rob, my question for you is, what attracted you guys to this program? Because you guys are the first ones, right? Your credit union's the first one, right?
We are. We are the first, and we're excited to be the first. Well, and, you know, really, it kind of goes back to the why in the last 2 years. In our strategic planning session, you know, one of the things that we've always talked about is that the traditional lending opportunities are just declining, you know, for small credit unions, the car paper, you know, the consumer paper, and the yields continue to decline. And we wanted some longer term paper out there. And one of the things that one of the planning sessions we came up with is, hey, let's try to get into some small business lending. We have several members that we have their deposits, but we, you know, being small at the time, we didn't have their lending relationship, yeah. But we have their deposit relationship. And for us, it was just a way to continue to grow our portfolio, put that liquidity to use, and really to make a difference and add value to the communities that we serve.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And so, and back to you and Rob again, you know, so why does this allow you to, what does it allow you guys to do that you weren't able to do before, or what the opportunities here for you now?
Well, you know, the big thing is that it allows us to participate in business loans and originate business loans that we couldn't do before. I mean, okay. We didn't have the resources. We didn't have the back office. We didn't have that staff. And now that, you know, using Michigan Business Connections to have the ability to originate, to serve that member, to serve that community, that's what we are really excited and passionate about. And it really goes back to that credit union cooperative movement. You know, our focus is to, hey, serve our community, hopefully maybe. And the other thing, too, is in our area, we've had a lot of regional banks and community banks close.
Oh, really? Wow.
So the business owners are like, hey, you know what? You know, I got to drive 40 or 50 miles to do my business. I don't know who they are. Yeah. We know who you are. And we need to really leverage the relationships with the community that we have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, talk about an opportunity for you guys right there. And this allows you to kind of set the table for that, to really attract those folks to your credit union. So, wow, good timing. So I hope that pans out well for you. I'm sure it will. And Bill, what do you hope to achieve with this program? Because it sounds like this is a great story for Rob just told that, you know, okay, this presents a really great opportunity for them to grow.
Yeah, I think I view this somewhat as a pilot and just see, you know, we might get 3, 5, 7, no more than 10 credit unions involved in this and see how it goes. Mm-hmm, and if it works well, I sure hope it's a template that I could encourage other CUSOs to adopt throughout the country.
Yeah.
Because what it will do is provide, I mean, in using the example of Michigan Coastal, that has very intimate relationships with their members, but obviously can't generate enough loan volume mm-hmm. directly to pay for dedicated staff. We're giving them our staff for free to help them process small business loans to their members.
Yeah.
And so the occasional business loan that walks into a smaller credit union isn't enough to justify the creation of a program around, but we can support them through that entire process mm-hmm. and help that member be served. And then, as Rob said, the participation piece of it, we're intentionally limiting the size of investments that the credit unions can make under this program, because mm-hmm. we don't want anyone thinking about this as a risk thing. And so, you know, $25,000 increments to $100,000 increments, a lot of sellers of loans or brokers or credit unions originating participation loans or CUSOs, yeah. they don't want to be talking to buyers of $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 increments. It's just too efficient. So it really does come down to a mission of can we help these charters be more viable? Can we create some value throughout the industry? And if all we're doing is, you know, it's the old saying about picking up the starfish on the beach and saving the one when there's 100 more, but at least you save the one. Well, we're going to save some Michigan credit unions, or at least put their money to work with their members and their communities. And if it spreads to other states and other CUSOs and other credit units, that'll be fantastic as well.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking when I first saw this idea. I was reading about it and researching. It's like, gosh, this could be a nationwide, this could be a national thing. So, but it all starts right there in Michigan. So, and it starts with you, Rob. So, and I'm going to pose the same question to you that I posed for Bill. I mean, what do you all hope to achieve? Because like Bill alluded to, this is a pretty big value add for you guys. And again, it sounds like with those other financial institutions closing in your area, the opportunity sounds like it's right there for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, our goal is to really, you know, grow our portfolio in a safe and healthy way. And again, you know, the biggest thing is to help those small business owners and those business owners in our community. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, we have a culture that, you know, when you walk in, we know your name, we know everything about you.
That's awesome.
And these business members, they love that on the business side, on the deposit side, because that's all we could offer at the right. time. And they know everything about us. And they're like, you know, when you get a lending program going, let us know, because we're really tired of going down the street.
Really?
Oh, they don't know who we are. They don't know our name. You come in and, you know, you might even harass us about the Michigan loss with Notre Dame. You know, it's just the culture that we have. And people love it. Of course. It's not hard. And it is. It's just relationship building. And we're just excited that we have the ability now to serve that market in our community.
Yeah. Yeah. It certainly sounds like the need is there for sure. And how far or how long have you guys been in the program? I mean, obviously it's brand new. So are we just starting out here?
Just starting out. Okay. Yeah. This is month one or two. I don't know what we want to call it. I mean, we're just starting to populate loans under it now. And, you know, I probably have 3 to 5 credit unions over the next 2 months in the program. And, see how it goes from there. And we'll see what kind of interest we get.
Okay. Well, and this kind of leads to another thought in my brain is like, I would love to have you guys come back on in about 6 months or so and see where this has gone, how it's going, see what the success stories are for. So if you guys are open to that, I would love to provide that invitation. So maybe around like maybe the holidays, like, hey, what's going on? How did it go? What are some numbers here? So that'd be fun to listen to.
Sounds great.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And with that, so where can folks find out more about this, Bill?
You know, best thing to do is call me, honestly.
Okay.
Call me. Just go to our website, mbcloans.biz. There's a phone number. You can dial my extension. Call me. It's because it is a pilot. You know, I'm really going to have a good conversation with each credit union that is interested in it and make sure that it makes sense for mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. And if it does really take off, then we'll probably do something a little more formal than that. But, you know, pick up the phone and call. It'll be good to chat.
Yeah. Nothing to lose, man. Everything to gain. So why not? I mean, Rob, you're finding that out right now in person. So good stuff. Anything else to add, guys? Rob, I mean, yeah, Rob, you want to start? Any final words here? Any messages?
You know, I've already introduced this to a few of our members, and I've already got a few loans in the pipeline already. So, I mean, in our area, we've got a lot of folks that are interested. Because again, they love the culture and the relationship.
Yeah. And when you can create that relationship with those folks, and especially through a loan, even a long-term loan, oh my gosh, that just bodes well for the credit union and the community as well. So yeah, you guys are on the right track for sure. And Bill, any final words here?
You know, I'd probably end with how I started, you know, what inspired it. And that is the whole concept of helping credit unions and the CUSO model that we believe in is mm-hmm. cost and risk sharing. And when credit unions want to do more with less, they do so by working with other credit unions through a CUSO platform. So it's always been our view that the CUSO sort of serves as a platform to connect credit unions. And the more cost sharing and risk sharing we do, the stronger we are as an industry. And maybe we can actually help some credit unions grow in ways that they otherwise wouldn't have grown. So very exciting for us to be involved really on Main Street and, you know, look forward to the success of the program for sure.
Yeah, I see this catching fire, Bill. So I think you're on to something here. So,
great.
That's why I want to come back and revisit with you guys in about 6 months and see how it's going. So I think you guys are gonna have a great message to share there as well. So, all right, gentlemen. Well, I'm gonna let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. And yeah, this is really exciting news for smaller credit unions out there, especially in Michigan right now. So keep up the good work. All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.